listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's listen to Jesus as he tells us how we should pray. We're going to take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And I'm not going to be surprised if this section of scripture is very familiar to you. Let's take a look here. Matthew 6, starting at verse 9. Jesus speaking. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In this part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus described a model for prayer. He said that we should pray, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." This means that the right kind of prayer, prayer that's based on Jesus' model, will freely bring its own needs to God. And this will include the necessities for daily provision, for daily forgiveness, and for daily strength in the face of temptation. When Jesus spoke of daily bread, he meant real bread that we need for food every day. Some early theologians in the church thought that bread referred here only to the bread of communion, the Lord's Supper. Or some people thought that it referred to Jesus himself as the bread of life. Other people thought that it spoke of the Word of God as our daily bread. But listen, God cares about everyday things like the bread and the food you eat, and we should pray about them. But Jesus also says here, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The one who is genuinely forgiven will show forgiveness to others. Jesus used the idea of a debt to describe our sin. Unforgiven sin means that someone owes something to God. Those freely forgiven should freely forgive. And notice Jesus also said, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The word temptation here means a test, not always an invitation to do evil. Now, God has promised to keep us from any testing that is greater than what we can handle. He says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. In prayer, we should always remember our own weakness and pray for constant protection in the midst of every testing that we face. You see, if we truly pray, lead us not into temptation, it will be lived out in several ways. We will never boast in our own strength. We will never go into temptation on our own. And of course, we will never lead others into temptation. Then Jesus concluded this model prayer by telling us to pray, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." The right kind of prayer praises God and credits the kingdom and the power and the glory to him and not to us. You see, this kind of statement of praise to God is often called a doxology. And there's some dispute about whether this doxology is in the original manuscript that Matthew wrote or if it was added later by a scribe. But even if this is so, the thought is still beautiful. Sincere prayer recognizes that it all belongs to God, the kingdom and the power and the glory. This model prayer invites us to do something, to pray. Knowing all about prayer doesn't matter very much if we don't actually pray. So do it. Pray today. And do it remembering the model that Jesus provided for us.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.